on this episode of Counting Cars. Now, I've been wanting to do a thing at Counts Customs for the Employee of the Year. We're going to make a little glitter bomb.
Hey, Doc.
Well, I've been looking for something that the cats can fix up for a prize. If you want to get rid of it, I want it.
Come here, little sissy. Strong little f***.
It's a really nice car. Is it something you would consider selling? Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep it. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Hey, brother.
What's up, Kev? How's things at the shop? Are we getting stuff done?
I'm getting business stuff done, and the guys are all in mud on all these projects.
Cool, man. Well, you know you're in charge, so hold down the fort. Keep them guys in line.
I got it, boss. Enjoy your time off. Don't worry about the shop.
All right. You need anything, call somebody else. Later, brother. I told the guys I'm taking a few days off, but the fact of the matter is we've had the best year to date at the shop ever. And I want to say a special thanks to the one guy who's really helped make that happen. I haven't decided who that is yet, but I have decided what I'm getting. A car. There is one I've had my eye on for quite some time, so I'm really hoping I can score this thing and give her to the Counts Customs Employee of the Year. And there's that El Camino.
There she still sits.
I do like this car, man. Victor, what's happening, man?
What up, man?
I first met Victor and his beautiful El Camino a few months ago when I stopped by and tried to buy it from him. Let's talk about this El Camino. I'd give you $8,500 for this.
Nah.
He didn't let me then, but maybe today's the day. How's my El Camino?
She's good, man. She's a little dirty, but, you know.
Has she even moved since the last time I saw her?
Nah, she moved a little bit.
Yeah?
Not too much, but.
Man, oh, man, you know I like this El Camino. I do like this car. You should just sell it to me and just forget about it. It would be just one less to wash.
Not the baby.
Still not ready to get rid of this one, huh?
I don't think so.
I got you, man. You're going to call me if you ever are ready, yeah. Right?
You know, actually, there's a guy that he has a 1970 El Camino I seen.
Really?
And it's sick. Took down his address if you want to go look.
Serious?
Yeah, I can't afford it right now, so, yeah.
Dude, I appreciate the tip.
Yeah, might as well.
I would love to. Someday I'll get Victor to sell me his El Camino, but in the meantime, we'll go check out another one. And Victor knows his stuff, so I'm betting that it's pretty good. Thanks, Victor. I'll bug you next Monday.
All right, I'll be here.
Appreciate it, bro.
This is going to be great. It's never going to come out.
No, he's going to be finding this for months.
In his butt crack.
Real uncomfortable places.
Danny rarely makes mistakes. But he made one this week. Told us he wasn't coming in for a few days. So obviously we're going to screw off.
What are you guys doing?
We're going to make a little glitter bomb
for Doc.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Here's what I need from you. I need you to go find Doc.
You're going
to
keep him nice and distracted because we're going to run up behind him and just bomb him with glitter.
Then we got to have a Q word.
Q word? Q word?
Q. Like when you come in.
Yes. Ryan just finished the carbon fiber on the hood. Talk about the carbon fiber on the hood. Okay. Listen, take that, put it behind the back tire. He's going to get distracted, he'll turn around, and then you bomb him with that. Are you listening?
Yeah.
You got it.
You want me to go get him now?
That's what we got here for.
I love a good glitter bomb. Doc is okay, but he's grumpy. Hey, Doc.
What's up, Rolly?
He needs a little glitter in his life. This is what, like a 67 Corvette, right?
It's a little bit of custom work on it, it looks like, but yeah.
Man. I just love the carbon fiber in that. Hey, Doc.
You're a
dick right now.
You look like an angel, man.
You're in my nose.
Hey, you're going to start finding that stuff in awkward places.
Well played. This stuff's in my eyes. It's in my ears. They think it's funny. I'm going to have to get just as creative when I get them back.
Victor, I know you didn't steer me wrong, brother. Oh, here it is, here it is.
Oh, dude, good-looking El Camino.
closer than I was expecting.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. I hope I'm not interrupting you. I saw your El Camino. Actually, a buddy of mine gave me a tip on it. It was sitting out here. Yeah, my name's Danny.
My name's Mike.
Mike, it's nice to meet you. I'd like to talk to you about your El Camino, if you got a second.
Sure.
You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Now, what year is this? 71? 70? It's a good-looking car, man.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that it's a real cowl induction hood.
It's an original SS.
Wow. The 1970 El Camino, whose name means the path in Spanish, is part muscle car and part truck. But personally, I think they are all American badass. Customers agreed in 1970 alone, they bought 26,000 more El Caminos than Ford's competing Ranchero. When Chevy introduced a 450-horsepower V8 engine in its SS version, the El Camino became the fastest truck on the planet. The El Camino has since become a cult classic, attracting buyers from all walks of life. Even former President Bill Clinton once owned a 1970 El Camino with AstroTurf lining in the bed. I like the way she's set up. I like the way she's sitting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been in the family for 40 years.
Are you serious?
My dad bought it brand new.
You're kidding me. This has been in your family for 40 years.
Yes.
Go wash some cars.
So much better. It's not so hot anymore.
Yeah, body, look at you, huh?
She looks really cool. I like the way she's set up. I like the way she's sitting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been in the family for 40 years.
Are you serious?
My dad bought it brand new.
You're kidding me. This has been in your family for 40 years.
Yes. It was going to originally be mine when I turned 16.
Uh-huh.
But I had the insight to take it for a couple drives, unauthorized. And one day my father came out and he caught me once, caught me twice, and he said, that's it, the car's out of here, and went to my brother. And so, yeah, about 15 years ago, my brother had passed away.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, yeah, but it's been in my possession ever since.
Wow, this is a really good-looking car, and I love the history on it. I mean, sticking in the family all this time, that's pretty amazing. Can we look under the hood?
Sure. Yeah, it's the original block.
Really? Okay, so it's a numbers matching.
Yes.
Nice.
I kind of like the whole nostalgic thing and keeping it the way it was.
Absolutely, dude. She's pure. This El Camino, and it's exactly what I'm looking for. She's in great shape. I'm sure that one of my boys would absolutely love her. The problem is she's been in Mike's family for over 40 years. I'm getting a feeling he ain't ready to let this thing go that easy. So you've had her for 15 years.
At least.
How long did your brother have her?
Probably 10.
10 years?
10 to 12 years.
And then since new in the family?
Yep.
Wow. It's a really nice car. I have to ask, just because I'm kind of crazy like this, but is it something you would consider selling?
My wife and I have talked about it, uh-huh. And it has been in the family for a while, but it's one of those things, it's not functional for my family.
It's not practical for you.
Right. With the grandkids and everything, it may be time.
Have you thought about a number on this car?
Maybe 17K.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere
in that ballpark. That's too steep for me.
You know, I think 17,000 is firm.
I understand the sentimental value of this. I get it. I just don't think I can throw out that much. Bro, I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dude, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm pretty bummed that Mike and I couldn't make a deal, but I understand. I mean, the El Camino was gorgeous, but a little bit too pricey for me to just be given away. I mean, I love my guys. Not that much.
Why you always have to provoke me?
Come here, little sissy.
Let's arm wrestle, little woman. Loser's gotta work the rest of the day in his drawers.
Oh, you wanted me to work in my Speedo?
I hope you don't have a Speedo on.
Hey, good news. It's not a Speedo.
Oh, good deal, good deal.
What do you want, left?
Right, left, right.
All right, no cheating.
Go on three. Okay.
Okay.
One, three.
Strong little
Go wash some cars.
It's so much better. It's not so hot anymore.
Go, go. Have you not been working out?
Just like you. Driving by the gym twice a day.
Yeah, body, look at you, huh?
Vengeance is mine.
Hey, what the f*** is going on?
Doc.
What are you doing? Why are you like that? Clean this mess up and get back to work. Put your clothes on. Please.
I'm feeling
there's going to be some stuff up here, man.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm out looking for a gift for my employee of the year. I haven't decided who that is just yet, but I have decided what I'm going to get him. A car. I haven't found the right one yet, so I'm going to bring in the deal master, Davey Deals himself.
I wonder what they want for this old man here on the left. What's under this cover here?
That's a Pontiac. Wheels, I go Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac,
too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely a Pontiac. Let's take a peek, man.
Look at the rib of the back roof line.
Dude, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's a Cutlass.
You nailed it. Oldsmobile Cutlass.
It's a Cutlass. This could be a 442.
It could be a 442, huh?
It's the front door to this house. Man, if this is an Oldsmobile, I'm going to be real pumped because I love them. Man, I'm really hoping that somebody's home so we can find out what's underneath that cover, and maybe I can score this thing and give it to my employee of the year.
Howdy.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you,
sir?
Sorry to bother you.
I don't mean to bug you. My name's Danny.
And
my buddy Davey. We just happened to work. We're car guys, and we were driving by, and we I'm guessing, is it a 442 under here?
No, sir. It's just a 72 Cutlass.
72 Cutlass Supreme? But you got the raised hood, it looks,
no,
right?
Sir. You can just undo the hood.
You don't mind?
Do you mind? Do you mind if we take a peek at this?
No, we
don't. You rock.
Had it for the longest time, and as you see, Mr. Dan.
Oh, yeah. How long have you had this car?
At least 20 years.
Wow.
I got it when it had like 70,000. It's got, I think, 160 on it now.
Really? This is great. Oh, I love it. Thank you. You're reading my mind. You're reading my mind. Look at that. Look at that.
It's the four barrel.
That is beautiful, man. All original. Is this something that you would ever want to sell?
I can think about it.
Would you take $2,500 for it?
Probably not, sir.
No? Is there a number in your mind that might get your attention?
Yes, sir. I've had it so long. I don't think I'd be interested in selling it.
I respect that. Well, that would have really been a good one, man, but I just couldn't get Ted to part with it. If I don't find something soon, one of my guys is going to end up with a golf cart. Ted, thank you, sir. You're a gentleman. How much money do you want to make on this? Just give me the number. You guys are going to race with these dune buggies out here for that rig. For a car to give to my employee of the year. Now, I haven't decided who that is yet, and I haven't found a car yet. But I'm hoping today's the day, because I certainly don't want to wait another year. Hello?
What's up, man?
Big Rye, what is happening, my brother?
Where are you at? Are you by your shop?
I'm out doing some car hunting, man. What's up?
Well, let's just put it this way, man. We get family first cracks.
What do you got? What is it? What is it?
No, just show up, man.
Where you at?
I just got off the 95 in Charleston.
Dude, I'm right down the street from that, man.
I'll tell you what, man. Go to the abandoned cul-de-sac.
All right, dude, I'm literally a block away from there. Big Ryan knows exactly what I like, and he's found me a lot of cool cars over the years, so I hope he scored me a good one this time. Bro!
What's up, buddy?
Where do you find this stuff, dude?
I know,
look,
right?
Look at this.
Isn't that great?
The Chevy Suburban is the longest-running model in automotive history, first rolling off the factory lines in 1935 as a mainly military vehicle known as the Suburban Carryall. The 1975 model was a style that lasted a whopping 18 years. This eighth-generation model was catered more toward the civilian consumer with four doors and a big-block V8 engine. While this consumer-friendly model increased the Suburban's popularity with the average car buyer, its military origins are strong. The Chevy Suburban today is as popular with families as it is with fire chiefs, emergency medical response, and the U.S. Secret Service.
It's ridiculously big. It's like driving a mammoth down the street. It's awesome.
You know I love this stuff. You know I got a bourbon. I love Suburbans.
This thing's got everything, dude. It's got a one-ton rear end.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
What year?
75.
Dude.
It's way older than yours.
It's so pure.
No rot, no rust.
Dry desert rig.
Yep.
Been here forever.
Pretty much.
Can I see into this?
Absolutely, bro. 454 is a fresh. How fresh? I don't know, but it's definitely fresher.
Oh, dude, it looks totally new under here.
You know, and it's complete. It doesn't leak. It doesn't smoke.
Right.
Everything works.
This is unbelievable.
It's got no issues. That's why I called you. This is right up your alley.
Dude, this thing is clean all the way around. I mean, 1975, usually vehicles have been just completely tore apart 1,000 times by...
Yeah.
Right. This has, like, been kept. Does this rear window work?
Yep.
No way. They never work.
Yeah. Watch.
No way.
Well, let's see if we can get it to go up.
Unbelievable.
Everything works in this thing, man. Everything.
I can't believe this. Okay, so this thing is absolutely stunning, but you called me because you're looking to flip this.
If you want it, it's yours.
Your timing could not be more perfect. I'm actually really? Shopping right now for a vehicle.
Because you don't have enough.
But I am. And I got to tell you why. My guys have been working their butts off, man. They've been working really, really hard.
Get paid, don't they?
Well, they do get paid. Okay. That's true. But, you know, they kind of go over and above.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I kind of want to do an employee of the year thing.
Right.
And so I've been looking for something that the cats can fix up for a prize.
All right on.
And this is so perfect. If you want to get rid of it, I want it.
Cool.
Especially with the big block. Especially with the dual air. Yeah. Especially with the turbo 400. The cats will go crazy. But how much money do you want to make on this? Just give me the number.
You know, at the end of the day, something's worth what you can get for it.
Right.
So tell you what, if it's going for the fellas.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, give me $2,500 and we'll call it a day.
Dude, that's super cheap,
but
bro.
But there's a condition on the $2,500.
What?
Horny Mike, don't get it.
Bro, you have a done deal.
Cool,
we're good.
We're more than good, bro. This 1975 Suburban is perfect. My man Ryan came through big. One of my guys gonna flip out with this prize. Just gotta find out which one that is. I'm gonna make you guys compete for Employee of the Year. Go! I've been looking all over Vegas to find the perfect car to give to one of my guys as the Employee of the Year. With the help of Big Ryan, I've got a 1975 Chevy Suburban. She's the perfect prize. I just got to find the right guy, and I can't. So I came up with the perfect solution. It involves sun, sand, and a whole lot of speed. Now, I've been wanting to do a thing at Counts Customs for the Employee of the Year.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, man.
Oh, no problem, man. In all honesty, no joke. And it's impossible for me to sit there and select who my Employee of the Year is. I don't think it's fair because I think all you guys work so hard. So I came up with this plan, man. I'm going to make you guys compete for Employee of the Year.
Like a prize, like money? Like a cash prize?
No. I think it's better. The prize is right behind me, a 1975 Chevrolet Suburban.
That's a bad beater right there.
Yeah,
right?
I know, dude. I figure this way, one of you cats can finish it the way you want to finish it. You know what I'm saying?
That thing's awesome as it is.
Exactly, yeah. Dude. It's already cool as it is. So here's how we're going to do this, you guys. Sun Buggies, they have supplied me with these wicked, fun dune buggies out here. We've got a course set up. You guys are going to race for that rig.
Nice.
So we're going to do an old-school Le Mans start.
Oh, boy.
So if anybody knows what a Le Mans start is, all the drivers were lined up over here. All their cars were lined up over here. They would say, go. The drivers would literally have to run to their car, get in, start the thing. They're strapping themselves in, putting their helmets on, and they're getting going.
That sucks.
I know. You're going to have to run. The first person to cross that finish line, get out of their buggy, get to that Suburban, get in it, and fire it up. There you go.
Sometimes getting to the top, you got to climb over some people.
You bet your ass.
Oh, my Scott is dirty.
You're going to be doing it because you're going to be behind me.
Are you guys ready to do this?
Of course we are. Yeah. Come on, get out of the way.
Ready? On your mark. Get set. Go! Come on, man.
Today was mine.
And I got to say this, man. We've got a whole bunch of wonderful guys back at the shop. You guys are my top 18 cats, man. It was impossible for me to pick. So I'm so glad that we did the competition and you guys did the choosing for me.
That was awesome.
And we had fun.
That was great.
And on that note, since Ryan's got a Suburban, I can just ride back home.
All right, dear.
Let's go. That was fun. And I'm so happy to see that Ryan won the truck, man. And I can't wait to see what he's going to do with this thing. It's going to be bad.
Look, they're driving in the rainbow.
Isn't it romantic?